recording from the writing of February 23rd to February 27th of 2020 among the series of Man and Existence, number 2010, 2010, of Man and Existence. They called us the ignorant man, ignorant of the cause of life, ignorant of the purpose of life, ignorant of what lies beyond the mystery of death. Wake up, man. Man possessing within herself the answer to it all, yet man is willing to sacrifice the beautiful, the good, and the true on the altar of worldly ambitions. The world of philosophy and understanding, the plentiful garden of thought, wherein the wise sages reside, fades from you. In its place has risen an empire of stone, steel, smoke, and hate. A world in which millions of humans scurry in the desperate effort to exist, to survive. And at the same time, maintain the vast institution which is erected around them, and which, like a mighty juggernaut, is rumbling toward an unknown end. In this physical empire which man has erected in vain, everything changes to stone and steel. Man, fascinated by the glitter of gain, man gazes at the face of greed, the Medusa-like idol of greed, and stands petrified. In this commercial age, science is concerned mainly with the classification of physical knowledge and investigation of the temporal and illusionary parts of nature. Its so-called practical discoveries bind man with bonds of physical limitations. Religion, too, has become more materialistic. The beauty and dignity of faith is measured by huge files of masonry, by tracts of real estate, or by the balance sheet. Philosophy and understanding connect heaven and earth by a mighty ladder, the ladder which was created by the sages of all ages, the ladder that climbs into the living presence of reality. Even philosophy has become a prosaic and heterogeneous subject, mass of conflicting notions, without the real beauty, the dignity or transcendency, like other branches of human thought, it has been made materialistic, consumeristic, so-called practical, and its activities so directioned that they may also contribute their part to this erection, to the erection of this modern world of stone and steel. In the ranks of the so-called learned, there has risen up a new order of thinkers, which may best be termed the school of the worldly wise. The worldly wise. After arriving at the astounding conclusion that they are the intellectual salt of the earth, the intellectual salt of the earth, these gentlemen and ladies of letters have appointed themselves the final judges of all knowledge, both human and divine. This group, or the Novo Elite, affirms that all mystics must have been epileptics and most of the saints neurotic. It declares God to be a fabrication of primitive superstitions, the universe to be intended for no particular purpose, and an outstanding individuality to be just a fortuitous combination of cells. Combination of cells. What do the lofty concepts of the world's illumined teachers and sages have in common with these distorted products of the realism or commercialism of this age? For thousands of years, some rulers, leaders, and religious heads called us ignorant, ignoramus, the ignorant man, ignorant of the cause of life, ignorant of the purpose of life, ignorant of what lies beyond the mystery of death. Are we ignorant? Are you ignorant? Aleph Ba 2/27/2020. This is continued.